This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Nigeria votes for its next president tomorrow. If all goes according to plan, this will be the first time in Nigeria's history that one civilian leader has peacefully handed over power to another. But the run-up to the election has been messy. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports from Lagos.
In a special nationwide televised broadcast this morning, Nigeria's outgoing president, Olusegun Obasanjo, acknowledged that the state government elections last Saturday were far from perfect.
There have been allegations of malpractices of multiple voting, ballot box snatching, manipulation, intimidation, threats, and use of violence. All these must be roundly condemned, no matter who engaged in them.
Voting last weekend was chaotic. Some polling stations opened only 30 minutes before they were due to close. Many Nigerians were not impressed, like Austin Oseji, an unemployed father of four here in Lagos. He accuses Nigerians' politicians of focusing more on rivalry and feuds than on the people. Nigerians, says Oseji, want jobs, running water, reliable electricity supply, as well as a share of the nation's oil-producing wealth.
Election matters nothing to me, and the vote you are going to vote, you are voting for nothing. Even though we vote, the vote doesn't count. Do you get me?
You sound incredibly cynical, sir.
No, that is me. I want a leadership who can carry the masses at heart, as a leader who can make a change, who can turn things around. That is the type of leader I want, a God-fearing leader.
24 candidates, including one woman, are hoping to become Nigeria's new president. But only three are considered serious challengers, among them the current vice president, Atiku Abubakar. He barely made it onto the ballot, only after the Supreme Court ruled Monday that he was indeed eligible to stand as an opposition candidate. That's after the Electoral Commission had disqualified him. And earlier this week, the opposition threatened to boycott tomorrow's poll, demanding that last week's flawed elections be scrapped. They've now changed their minds. The president, Olusegun Obasanjo, has called on all Nigerians to vote.
Let us seize the high tide of history. Never have we progressed this far in our democratic journey. Nothing should be done to prevent us from achieving this significant political landmark.
In the dusty backyard of her house, singing God's praises, even 12-year-old Ebele Uwe knows what she wants from Nigeria's new leaders.
I think there should be light.
You think there should be light?
And food. Good food, good water to drink. If our president did not keep us well, we are not going to be well. So I hope we should be fine.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lagos.